Mobile.
KE2AEI. Mobile. Dennis.
2AEI. KM4 VWA. How are you this morning, sir?
Morning. I'm mobile this morning on 975 and enjoying seeing all the spring colors out there. What are you up to this morning?
Semi-retired, but I do have to go in and do about 2 or 3 hours worth of work today. Ooh, I used a four-letter word. This is Steve on this area. I am approaching downtown Spartanburg. Did I hear you say you were on I-75?
Sorry about that, I-85, and I'm just about ready to cross over the state line. I spent the night in Winston-Salem seeing my daughter, and I'm on my way to Crestview, Florida to see my son.
Here you go. That sounds like a nice trip for the day. How far south is Crestview, Florida?
Lived in a town called Crestview, Florida, which is about 500 miles. I'm looking at my GPS. About 500 miles from here. It's near Destin, Florida, on the Panhandle.
Okay. So you'll probably be headed straight down 85 for quite a ways until you hit down around 20. Well, my son lives over at Fleming Island, Florida, which is just out of Jacksonville. What's the matter with these kids?
Good. And by the way, how am I sounding? This radio is new to me.
Got a little bit of scratch in the background, but if you're still in North Carolina, headed south on 85, you're doing well. You're making the repeater solid.
But I appreciate the feedback on that. You know, when you get a new radio and you get on the road, it's hard to know how well it will do. And this is a 25-watt radio I have here, so, yeah, very good. Yeah, so I'm heading down to Florida. I live in Rochester, or in a small town near Rochester, New York, where I was very happy to leave about 6 inches of fresh snow on the ground.
We don't mind a little bit of snow around here. We usually get about 2 or 3 inches of snow a year, and that's about it. And it just shuts everything down, gives everybody a day or two break. But this year, we basically got no snow. So we're kind of disappointed.
Oh, very good. Yeah, really strange around Western New York. Usually this time of year, there's a lot of snowmobiling and ice fishing going on. And, I'm an ice fisherman myself, and the lakes aren't frozen. It's weird. It's like I don't even remember the last time they weren't frozen. But that's all right. I don't miss the cold weather. I enjoy the warmer weather, especially when it's getting to March.
Good. Well, listen, you should be able to stay on this repeater until you hit down around, well, I don't know if you'll make it that far with propagation today, but I have used this repeater as far south as Commerce, Georgia.
Yeah, that's great. I just crossed the state line, so, and you're right, the further I'm driving, the more clear you sound, so, yeah, that's terrific. It's, you know, it's nice to have a mobile radio when you go on long drives.
Is a very pleasant activity. That repeater has quite a footprint. It's not as strong as the old 14519, but it's not in the same location. It used to be, so it doesn't have the footprint it used to. This thing is good. It's real good. If you just cross the state line, I think you're probably going to have this repeater for about the next 2 to 2.5 hours.
That's great. This is KE2, AEI, mobile. And, Yeah. So, and surprisingly, the traffic's not that bad. Usually when I take this route, it's bumper to bumper, but it's not too bad. But I'm really enjoying all, seeing all the purple and white flowers and stuff coming into bloom. That's it's nice to see spring coming.
Early spring this year. Everything's blooming and looks real pretty and it looks real nice. It's kind of refreshing coming out of the winter. But I hate to tell you this, but when you hit down around exit 54, that's the Pelham Road exit in Greenville on 85, even back up at, matter of fact, I'm not sure what's going on right now, but you should be coming into some construction along 85, starting at about Gaffney, and between Gaffney and Spartanburg, you may experience some slowdowns, but you'll probably experience some heavy traffic once you get to Highway 290. And from Highway 290 down past, down past exit 54.
Last transmission was pretty noisy, which is strange because I'm getting closer to the repeater, but, it's just been a lot of construction. Although I'll tell you, last night I was coming down through, West Virginia. And through those tunnels, and it was like half rain, half snow, and it was 3 degrees, and I was just like, waiting for the road to freeze up, but fortunately it did, so it was pretty close. Yeah, I'm coming into the construction right now.
Into that construction, and you may get some slowdown there, but you'll definitely get some slowdown along exit 54. That's starting at about exit 48 down to 54 at Pelham Road in Greenville. There's some construction going on there, and it just gets stupid. So just be careful through there. Other than that, you should have pretty well a clear shot all the way into Georgia. Travel safe. Train for VWA. Okay.